This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check out our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today, right off the bat, I have an absolutely amazing testimony to share. We'll go through it, but I think one of the things that we really are successful in the office, because of what we do, and we'll talk about our five essentials, but we really view health as a whole. We look at the body as a whole, not one organ system, not one cellular system. We look at the body as a whole and we figure out where health comes from. And if there's something that's interfering with the body's ability to express health, then we have to get down to the root cause of the problem. I will tell you where ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed. Patients thrive in our office. And there's a reason why. There's definitely a reason why. And so I want to share this testimony of Jenna with you. Jenna's going to share just quickly. She's gone to over 20 doctors. She's gone to Mayo Clinic twice. Really has had zero hope given to her. They said, we don't know how to help you. And someone just like you listening to the radio referred her family member in and said, you know what? I don't know if they can help, but there's no harm in trying. And so Jenna came into our office. And so I want to be able to welcome Jenna to the line. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I just want to go through. I really do think that some of the changes that you've seen really will be able to impact a lot of people who are listening. So let's just start. What are some of the things that you experienced initially before coming into the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Before I started coming, I was losing consciousness every day about 3 or 4 times a day. I was getting nauseous all the time. I was getting headaches constantly. I couldn't go to school anymore. I had to leave work because I couldn't stand for long periods of time without passing out. And just a bunch of little weird symptoms like losing feeling in my hands and feet and just different things like that.
So where were some of the places that you've gone or some of the things you tried for those? Because I'm sure that's, you know, that's life altering.
Right.
What were some of the doctors that you've seen to help you with?
So I started off as a neurologist and it was all in my head. So he sent me to a cardiologist just to be sure. And after that, they diagnosed me with something that wasn't what I actually have. And I went back and forth between about 6 different neurologists and cardiologists telling me that there's nothing else that they could do to help me. And I've also been to a rheumatologist and a GI doctor. And I also made the trip to the Minnesota Mayo Clinic twice now. I went in November and they diagnosed me with POTS, which is what I have. And I went back again in January, and that's pretty much where my trip is.
So if you were to explain just in a brief kind of synopsis to someone who doesn't know what POTS is, how would you explain POTS to someone?
So it's when something traumatic happens to your body and you lose all your functions are messed up, pretty much, so I can't control my sweat glands, I can't control my heart rate, and so whenever I stand up or I'm standing for a long period of time, I lose consciousness and get a bunch of those different symptoms that I talked about at the beginning.
Yeah. Which is, so you've gone to, you said, I think you told me 20 different doctors. I've gone to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota twice. That's got to be hard because you're how old?
I'm 21.
21. And so what was life like knowing at 21 years old, this is what the rest of your life was going to look like?
It was scary. I mean, I wanted to have a normal life like everyone else my age and be able to go out with my friends all the time and go to school. And I was having such horrible days that I couldn't get out of bed. So it was really scary for me.
So how did you hear about Greenwood Family Chiropractic? How'd you get started in the office?
My uncle, actually told me about your show. He was listening to it and thought maybe I could give it a shot.
Sometimes most people are like, well, you tried. It's definitely not going to hurt.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot of when people come in, they're like, well, I don't really know if this is going to help, but it surely can't make me worse. And I'm like, yeah, 20 doctors exactly. later. So you've been under care in the office now for about a month and a half. So what are some of the changes that you've experienced since starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, in just a short month, I have only had about 2 headaches, which I was having constantly every day with no relief, no matter what I tried. I was passing out 3 to 4 times a day, and now I've passed out maybe about 5 times since I started coming there, and it's just completely different. I'm starting to drive again, which I haven't driven in a year, so it's pretty awesome to be able to start driving again, and all my symptoms have pretty much went away except for being tired all the time, which we're going to work on that. It's Absolutely. Just getting so much better.
So what does life look like for you now at 21 years old?
Well, now I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to get my degree. And I'm going to be able to go out as much as I want. Not have to rely on everyone else to drive me places.
Right.
No more doctor visits.
Independence, freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. A good quality of life. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Let me ask you this. So if there was someone who was listening who saw 20 doctors, went to the Mayo Clinic, had 7 different cardiologists, and they were listening saying, you know, I really am not sure that this will help me, what would you tell them?
Go. Because I was so tired of going to all these doctors telling me there's nothing else they can do. And I walked into your office and you were so excited telling me that there is something that we can do.
Yeah.
And it's just a solution that I was looking for.
Getting to the cause of the problem. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day. If you want to know more about how to get a hold of us to see if we can help you, you got to give us a call. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. If you say you listen to the radio, initial exam consultation is $25. 317-893-2853. Or you can just go online. Hop on your phone right now. Go to greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. And schedule an appointment. It's simple. You know, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You know, you got to come in. You got to see what's going on and what we can do in terms of helping. But you've got to look at the system as a whole. And that's one where I think it's so incredibly important. It's so important because we've got to be able to get down to the root cause. And that's where we talk about our 5 essentials. So what are the 5 essentials at Greenwood Family Chiropractic? Number 1 is Max Mind. Right? We've got to look at setting goals, getting rid of that stinking thinking, really educating people to feel empowered about how to get their health back, to take their health into their own hands. You know, the other one is nervous system. Your nervous system is so incredibly important. And that's one with Jenna that we're looking at. Typically, when you're talking about something like POTS, you know, it's postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It's basically her brain's not communicating out to her body. So every symptom that she exhibits was neurological. But if there's damage to the nervous system, how do you how do you ever, there's no pill to take pressure off the nervous system. There's no surgery to take pressure off the nervous system. That is what, as a doctor, I am trained to do, and specially trained at that. Not only 4 years of undergraduate, pre-medicine and biology double major, 4 years of graduate, but on top of that, I've had 3 years of postgraduate training. Right. So I'm basically in school forever. Like, let's get real. But the education and the system that we use in the office is the best that I've ever seen in the world, you know, in terms of getting to the root cause of damage to the nervous system. We look at nutrition, right? We've got to make sure that we're feeding our cells full of health. Detoxification. Oftentimes there's neurotoxins, heavy metal toxins that are present in our body that need to be detoxed and properly and safely under guidance of a doctor, right? And then the last one is oxygen and lean muscle. I'm actually going to talk about an article today about immune system and exercise and the role that it plays into one another, which is incredibly interesting. But you've got to move. Your body needs oxygen. Right? Because you think about, if you starved your body of oxygen, guess what happens? You die, right? So if you're infusing oxygen into these tissues through exercise, you've got to think what happens on a cellular level, right? There's a reason why, literally, if you look at a basic panel of blood work that you get, typically that basic panel will look at your carbon dioxide, your CO2 levels, you know, and that's when, whenever I see that's high, I said, hey, carbon dioxide means you're not circulating oxygen through the body, right? You are sedentary. And this is when disease processes thrive in an environment without oxygen. So you've got to start giving that. And that's where we look at the five essentials. It's not one. It's not the other. It is health as a whole is what we need to do to address getting down to the root cause of people's problems. It sounds like it's too simple, but it truly no more less. No more, no less. To get down to the root cause of the problem, you have to look at someone as a whole. But again, we need to be able to see you to evaluate that process. So if you're listening and you're like, I think that this would benefit me. If you have that loved one, the uncle who listens to the radio, right? You're the uncle who has the niece who you're like, oh my goodness, I know that this can help her. Think about how reaching out changes that person's life. Imagine if you're Jenna's uncle and you're listening, thank you so much. Right? If you're the listener that's tuned in right now and listening, and you say, hey, I know of a loved one, and you refer them in, which is 90% of the listeners who listen, right? You refer in your friends and family. Thank you, because it changes their life. And without that outreach, right? Think about how far reaching we are as a community and as a group when we look at really addressing true healthcare. How amazing is that? That's the mission at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? 893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. When we come back, we are going to talk about how exercise can affect your immune system. We'll talk about what it is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne. Glorious, glorious.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out. We are on the north side of Greenwood, Indiana, right on the cusp. Southern Indianapolis, northern Greenwood, corner of 135 and Fairview. Check us out. Say hi. See what the office is. All the life-changing stories we have in the office. Now, that's what I literally cannot talk enough about. It is amazing. We actually had a woman in yesterday. And so we talked to her about, you know, how she was doing. And we really looked at kind of the changes that she's seen. And her vertigo was so bad that her husband had to hold on to her when she would walk at all times. And she said, do you know, at the house, I can walk by myself. So I just, oh gosh, when I think about it, it makes my heart hurt a little bit to know that people are so confined and so bound and feel helpless because of these health conditions, you know? And it's, I think what's harder is that we're on this mission, right? And I tell people, my mission is to get those people out of that sick, suffering, and dying society and bring them into one that can help them, which is awesome. You know, it's truly amazing what we do and what we see. And it's all one that, you know, we're one voice and we're one office, but we are on a mission to do great things in the community. So you think about, you know, Jenna, who just shared her testimony, how she had seen 20 different doctors, 6 or 7 different cardiologists, rheumatologists, neurologists, went to Mayo Clinic multiple times, right? Who all gave her zero hope and said, at 21 years old, there's nothing we can do. This is your life. You're literally going to lose consciousness 3 to 4 times a day. She's been in the office, I think, maybe 6 weeks, and it's happened 5 times. You know, so think about what that life is like. Think about when those shackles are broken, when you have that freedom. 21 years old now, she has the ability to drive. She has the ability to go back to school. What does life look like for her now versus had someone not referred her into the office? You know, and that's always the mission that we're on. You know, we'll do community dinners. There are dinners that are once a month. They are free dinners. It is free dinners. And we talk about the principles of health and healing. You know, our next community dinner is coming up here in a couple of weeks, and we have those dinners on our website. If you want to know more about them, it's just greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Click the events link if you'd like to get registered. But this is what allows people to truly start investigating healthcare. How do you get your health back? How do you feel empowered? You know, and we're the people to be alongside to do that for you. You know, and it's one of the greatest things I share with the team. If at any point in time in your day, you feel like you have to come into the office, then we got to go a different direction. You know, this isn't your passion anymore, because I never wake up in the morning feeling like I have to do this. I wake up in the morning realizing that God has put me here for a purpose and I get to do this. Because you look at what our presence in her life and in people's lives that have made these super great, amazing changes. You know, what does that, we have one life, that's it. You know, and are you making the most of it? And that's really where our passion comes from. You know, it's just, like I said, it's just absolutely amazing to be able to do this. So let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, an article that comes from the New York Times. How strenuous exercise affects our immune system. So they go to talk about, if you've ever run a marathon, you know that the effort can cause elation, exhaustion, achy legs, blackened toenails, and overwhelming urge to eat. But it's unlikely to have made you vulnerable to cold and other illnesses afterwards, according to a myth-busting new review of the latest science about immunity and endurance exercise. The review concludes that, contrary to widespread belief, a long, tiring workout or race can amplify immune responses, not suppress them. I think this is pretty interesting, only because there has been a good amount of research study that show that longer endurance exercises oftentimes increase cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone because that long endurance exercise typically puts a lot of stress on the body. Cortisol will decrease your immune system, right? Most people get that, you know, when you're really, really stressed. Oftentimes you'll get sick as well, which adds to even more stress. But it's because cortisol typically greatly reduces your immune cells. So this is a new article. It talks a little bit more. For decades, most researchers, coaches, athletes have been convinced that a single long, hard distance race or other strenuous activity can leave the body so fatigued that it becomes unable to fight cold and viruses that cause infections. Science supported this idea beginning in the early 1980s. A number of studies of marathons and ultramarathon runners had found that many of them reported developing colds in the days or weeks immediately after the race. So with those finding as backdrops, other scientists began to look at the workings of the immune system of athletes during and after draining events. The research showed that changes occurred, some of them drastic. During an event such as a marathon, immune cells would begin to flood the bloodstream of athletes, apparently flushed there from other parts of the body as your heart rate rose and blood moved throughout the various tissues. But by the time the race would teem with extra immune cells. Within a few hours, the number of such immune cells in the bloodstream would crash, researchers found, typically falling to levels far lower than before. So scientists interpret these findings to mean that runners' physical exertion had killed large number of immune cells and created what researchers called an open of immune suppression, allow for germs to cut in unopposed, no immune system. So the idea became established doctrine in exercise and sports science, right? Crashes your immune system. Now, here's the new study, and I think this is incredible. This is one where I'm like, oh my goodness. So health researchers at the University of Bath in England grew skeptical. From an evolutionary standpoint, they reasoned immune suppression after strenuous exercise made little sense. Early humans often had to chase prey or flee predators, opening themselves to injury. If they experienced a weakened immune system response at the same time, they were in serious jeopardy. So the researchers also suspected that scientific technique developed since the 1980s might offer some updated insight. So in the new review, which was published this past month in Frontiers in Immunology, they gathered and analyzed a wide variety of recent studies and used these to reconsider what exercise does to immunity in the short term. Their conclusion. Athletes are lousy at identifying whether and why they are sniffling. So the original report had relied solely on runners' self-reported illness. Newer experiments actually tested the saliva, and it showed that a third of the marathon runners who thought they had a cold actually had. Statistically, their odds of becoming sick were about the same as anyone else who in the race city, right? So the people who were in the race had the same statistical level of being sick as anyone who lived in that same city. The athletes probably had misinterpreted allergies or short-term scratchiness in their airways after the race as a cold. Meanwhile, new sophisticated studies using animals often found more information. So in these studies, mouse immune cells were dyed, right, like colored, dyed, D-Y-E-D. Mouse immune cells were dyed, allowing scientists to track their location. When the mice subsequently ran, many of the cells moved out to various tissues in the bloodstream, as it happens in people. After exercise, these cells did not die off in mass numbers. Instead, the tracking revealed they moved elsewhere, migrating to the animal's gut or lungs, portions of the body that might be expected to need extra immune help after hard exercises. A few immune cells also flowed into the bone marrow, where they were thought to spark specialized stem cells into creating additional immune cells. How freaking cool. In essence, the rodent's immune system had bolstered their defenses in vulnerable areas of the body after exercises by redirecting cells in the blood. How awesome. You think about what that means. A few immune cells also flowed into the bone marrow, where they were thought to spark specialized stem cells into creating additional immune cells. This is just in mice, so imagine if they did that in human. How amazing does that become? How amazing is the human body? But guess what? We're designed to be active individuals. We are not designed to drive to work, sit at a desk for 9 hours, come home, sit on the couch for 3 hours, go to bed and do the same thing for years and years and years. Our body is designed to be active. Are you allowing your body to be active? Right? How important, looking at that exercise potential. So get up, move, get your heart rate up. If it's something where you're like, I don't really want to run a marathon, cool, me neither, right? But guess what I did? I worked out this morning and I was in and out of the gym in 25 minutes and I had a wicked workout. I was dying. It was a quick one, right? It was strenuous, but it was short. And those are the exercises that I personally choose. That's what we teach in the office, that high-intensity interval training. But look at what exercise in general does to your immune system. How important. But again, how amazing is the human body? You've got to give it back what it needs, and it needs movement. It needs oxygen. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the nervous system, what it is, and why it's so important. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. Check out Dr. Leanne on Facebook, Facebook.com/GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.
Welcome back. We are talking true health, true healing from the inside out. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Or you could check out our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. I don't know if you know this, but really, if you just search and look around at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you're going to find some awesome stuff. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Talking about the nervous system. So your nervous system and why it's so important. I can tell you, coming from a healthcare perspective, as a doctor, this is one of the first things that you have to look at when patients are having problems, right? Especially too, I can't tell you how many people are like, oh, I've gone to see X amount of neurologist and it didn't help. So of course it didn't help, because they addressed the nervous system differently, right? And that's one where oftentimes people kind of wonder, right? Do I hate modern medicine? Do I hate medical doctors? Absolutely not. Thank goodness we have one of the best emergent medical systems in the world. But the problem is, if you were to ever question a trauma doctor and an ER nurse, over 90% of the people who go into the emergency room are not emergencies, right? So, but you have to figure out. So we do different things, right? As doctors, we do different things. Medical doctors, they address problems with drugs and surgery. That's what their training is on. For us, I'm a doctor of cause. We have to get down to the root cause of problems. So we look at health differently. So it's just that simple. So now when you talk about the nervous system, so the nervous system includes lots of different working pieces. The human body is absolutely amazing. But the nervous system is a complex network of nerves and cells that carry messages to and from the brain and spinal cord to various parts of the body. So the nervous system includes central nervous system, right? And your central nervous system is made up of the brain and spinal cord. And then the peripheral nervous system is made up of two parts. Peripheral meaning kind of outside, right? Not the inside, outside. Like if you think about, oh, it's on the periphery, right, of the property, be on the outside of the property. Peripheral nervous system, same thing. It's more on the lateral part, not brainstem and spinal cord, right? The other thing that branches out. And it's made up of two systems, the somatic and the autonomic, right? So the autonomic, I always tell people to think autonomic, automatic. So your brain communicates those messages down through the spinal cord and out along those nerves. Heart, lungs, stomach, digestion. From the brain, down the spinal cord, up the nerves. So there's two parts when you think about the autonomic nervous system. They're sympathetic and parasympathetic. So, right, this isn't, I promise you, it's not very boring. So the sympathetic is like your fight or flight, right? Your, I'm being chased by a bear. Sympathetic. And your parasympathetics are more your rest and digest, right? So all the things that you don't think about go through your sympathetic and your parasympathetic, right? Do you ever have to tell your digestion to slow down if you're being chased by a bear? When you're sleeping, right? Oftentimes people have bowel movements when they wake up because guess what's happening? You're resting, you're digesting. The one problem that I see a lot, though, is that people mix those, right? We're like in the car, we're stressed, we're running around, we're trying to eat really fast, and we can't figure out why we have all these digestion problems. That's not the way the body was designed. But that's where you look. You think about if your nervous system is what controls every single cell, organ, and tissue. So your brainstem and spinal cord, that central nervous system, was formed 10 days after conception, before most moms even know that they're pregnant. Why? Because that's the system that creates every single living cell inside of the human body. And so that function has to be at 100% potential, right? It's just like anything. If you have a hose that's only pushing water stream out at a 70% potential, is that a good or a bad thing? If you have wiring that's only allowing 70%, people get this. What if you had like a Wi-Fi, right? Your wireless internet. You have Wi-Fi and those signals are only getting there at 50%, right? You might have some local you might have some local company that you don't really get along with because you only have internet 50% of the time, right? Maybe your business runs off of internet. Not here nor there, but whatever. You know, right? It's frustrating and it's hard. But now this is talking about the nerve energy and life force that supplies every single cell. You know, so when you're looking at something like a loss of curvature in the neck, right? A lot of times people have heard of military neck. It's a straightening or flattening of the curve in your neck. Your neck is designed to have a curve in it. It's designed. It's considered the arc of life. One of the most important, because for anything to communicate from that brain down the spinal cord, it has to get through that cervical spine, that arc of life first and foremost, right? And so what happens if you damage that very top bone? That very, very, very top bone. You guys remember Christopher Reeves, the old Superman? When he fell, he broke C1, that very top bone. They call it the atlas. It's where the world sits, your brain. So imagine you damage that from whether it be the birth process, right? Because we had to use forceps or a vacuum, or we had a cesarean section, because, you know, with C-sections, we don't pull babies out by their arms or legs, right? They're typically head down engaged, but they pull them out by their head and neck. So what if there's a damage from the birth process? Right. Oh, back to Christopher Reeve's old Superman. Right. So when he fell, he broke C1, that very top bone. And think about, not only did it affect his ability to move his arms and legs, more importantly, you slowly started to watch his organ system shut down. His heart wasn't able to beat properly. So they put him on a pacemaker. His lungs couldn't breathe to utilize oxygen. So they put him on a respirator to help him breathe. A colostomy bag, right? That top bone affected all the way down to his intestines through the vagus nerve, right? Why? Because that's how this human body works. We are not a wireless system. We are a hard-wired system. And that wiring is from the brain down the spinal cord out the nerves. So again, if you're damaging, the way that the body is created is that the spinal cord is designed to house and protect the most vital organs in your body, right? That's why your brain is encased by your skull. Spinal cord is housed inside your vertebral column. It is designed to protect, just like your rib cage, right? Your rib cage is designed to protect your heart and lungs. It's surrounded by bone. But if one of those bones moves out of alignment and it puts pressure or damage through that, right? And it could be, again, through the birth process. It could be through trauma. You fall over 2,000 times on your bottom learning to walk. Falls from the monkey bars, roller skating, ice skating. You know, we've got all of these sports that we play now. We've got other people that are pinning you and wrestling you and tackling you and... Or you have the ones that are not, that we're like, oh, it's not that bad, right? We just are in tumbling or gymnastics or, you know, this just, no one's jumping on me, but I land on my own face multiple times a week. You're like, oh my goodness. It damages the nervous system, right? If those bones shift out of alignment, it puts pressure on those nerves. And the crazy part is that it doesn't necessarily have to be pain, because out of all the nerves in the body, only 7% go to things that feel pain, 93% are function. Right? Which makes sense, because if 93 are function, you never have to tell your heart to beat or your lungs to breathe or your stomach to digest. But the brain does that innately every single time. It's part of your autonomic nervous system, right? Autonomic, automatic. It happens every single time, regardless if you think about it, if you know about it, if you understand it. This is the way our body is designed. But oftentimes when it's not functioning properly, we see symptoms, right? Regardless of what the symptom is. And unfortunately, in our society, what we do is we mask that symptom. We don't get to the cause. We just mask the symptom, right? We think, hey, if I don't see it, if it's not there. Or we have this theory of like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's just not how your health works. That's not how we can keep viewing it, because we've done that for decades now, which is what allowed us to be the sickest nation in the world. 37 different industrialized nations. According to the World Health Organization, we fell last or second to last in every single category. We are sick as a country, but yet we just think, hey, we're not going to change anything, right? And that's exactly at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, the mantra that we're trying to break, the cycle that we're trying to get out of, that we actually view our health as one of the most important things in our life, which means we take time and effort and energy, that we invest in our health, so we don't wait till it's broken to start doing something about it. We have to be proactive, not reactive, which just shows, again, what happens when you address your nervous system. So we're going to revisit Jenna just because her testimony is so incredibly powerful. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I just want to go through. I really do think that some of the changes that you've seen really will be able to impact a lot of people who are listening. So let's just start. What are some of the things that you experienced initially before coming into the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Before I started coming, I was losing consciousness every day about 3 or 4 times a day. I was getting nauseous all the time. I was getting headaches constantly. I couldn't go to school anymore. I had to leave work because I couldn't stand for long periods of time without passing out. And just a bunch of little weird symptoms like losing feeling in my hands and feet and just different things like that.
So where were some of the places that you've gone or some of the things you tried for those? Because I'm sure that's, you know, that's life altering.
Right.
What were some of the doctors that you've seen to help you with?
So I started off as a neurologist, and it was all in my head. So he sent me to a cardiologist just to be sure. And after that, they diagnosed me with something that wasn't what I actually have, and I went back and forth between about 6 different neurologists and cardiologists telling me that there's nothing else that they could do to help me. And I've also been to a rheumatologist and a GI doctor, and I also made the the trip to the Minnesota Mayo Clinic twice now. I went in November, and they diagnosed me with POTS, which is what I have. And I went back again in January, and that's pretty much where my trip is.
So if you were to explain, just in a brief kind of synopsis, to someone who doesn't know what POTS is, how would you explain POTS to someone?
So it's when something traumatic happens to your body and you lose, all your functions are messed up pretty much. So I can't control my sweat glands. I can't control my heart rate. And so whenever I stand up or I'm standing for a long period of time, I lose consciousness and get a bunch of those different symptoms that I talked about at the beginning.
Yeah. Which is, so you've gone to, you said, I think you told me 20 different doctors. I've gone to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota twice. That's got to be hard because you're how old?
I'm 21.
21. And so what was life like knowing at 21 years old this is what the rest of your life was going to look like?
It was scary. I mean, I wanted to have a normal life like everyone else my age and be able to go out with my friends all the time and go to school. And I was having such horrible days that I couldn't get out of bed. So it was really scary for me.
So how did you hear about Greenwood Family Chiropractic? How'd you get started in the office?
My uncle, actually told me about your show. He was listening to it and thought maybe I could give it a shot.
Sometimes most people are like, well, you tried. It's definitely not going to hurt.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot of when people come in, they're like, well, I don't really know if this is going to help, but it surely can't make me worse. And I'm like, yeah, 20 doctors later. So you've been under care in the office now for about a month and a half. So what are some of the changes that you've experienced since starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, in just a short month, I have only had about 2 headaches, which I was having constantly every day with no relief, no matter what I tried. I was passing out 3 to 4 times a day, and now I've passed out maybe about 5 times since I started coming there. And it's just completely different. I'm starting to drive again, which I haven't driven in a year, so it's pretty awesome to be able to start driving again. And all my symptoms have pretty much went away except for being tired all the time, which we're going to work on that. It's absolutely just getting so much better.
So what does life look like for you now at 21 years old?
Well, now I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to get my degree. And I'm going to be able to go out as much as I want. Not have to rely on everyone else to drive me places.
Right.
No more doctor visits.
Independence, freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. A good quality of life. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Let me ask you this. So if there was someone who was listening who saw 20 doctors, went to the Mayo Clinic, had 7 different cardiologists, and they were listening saying, you know, I really am not sure that this will help me, what would you tell them?
Go. Because I was so tired of going to all these doctors telling me there's nothing else they can do. And I walked into your office and you were so excited telling me that there is something that we can do.
Yeah.
And it's just a solution that I was looking for.
Getting to the cause of the problem. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day. So again, if you are ready to transform your life, if you're ready to take your health into your own hands, this is exactly what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam consultation, if you let us know you came from the radio, is just $25. Give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853, 893-2853. Or check us out online. You can actually schedule an appointment through your phone or on your computer at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Go to request an appointment and you can sign up all the information. We'll get a hold of you to schedule that appointment. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you know those people who need our help, reach out to them. Don't be fearful. Your words can change their life. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.